Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, and I'm so blessed to be with you guys this morning. We've got a really full call this morning, and I'm just tickled about that because God's doing amazing things. Oh, my goodness. Before we started the recording, I could have stayed on, I think, much, much longer and just listened to one praise after another, and it was just so awesome to be able to just lift up that praise and that thankfulness and that gratitude as an offering of praise and glory to our Lord. Pretty exciting. I'm going to open us up in prayer, and then we're going to be talking about how to bounce back from burnout. And it actually talks about burnout in the scripture. I don't know if you know that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to be going to the Lord in prayer for our week. Father God, thank you so much for an amazing, amazing morning. Lord, my cup is full and overflowing just from the people that are on the call with us today, the men and the women. And Lord, I just praise you that they're here starting their day, uniting together with us, that we can have an amazing day, an amazing week to serve you and further your kingdom. Lord, I ask that you would help me to just be decreased and that you just rise up within me. Holy Spirit, speak through my mouth of clay. Lord, help me to have divine recall and supernatural recall of your word. Lord, I pray that the words that come out of my mouth would be exactly what your children would need to hear today, Lord. Help us to be faithful with all that you've given us, especially our time, Lord, as we come together and we serve you and we worship you and then we go about our week to be ministers in the marketplace. We love you and thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I had a really extraordinary week, and I know some of you know that because you're on the call and you're from the John Maxwell team. And we spent, I think I spent a little bit over a week. I think there was 8 days altogether with the John Maxwell team in Orlando, Florida. And God just, it was moving in such mighty ways. It was so awesome to pray with some of you, to hug on some of you, to dance with some of you, to just be present and grow together. And one of the things that took place is they give us a pretty rigorous schedule. I mean, it's pretty intense. I know that for me, most days I had to be downstairs ready, dressed, and like photo ready because we had photos or video shoots almost every day that I was there before 6 a.m. And that's Eastern time. That's 5 a.m. here. And it takes me a little bit to get ready. And then I would work all day and learn and be in sessions and shoot videos and take pictures. And just it was incredible and be in wonderful meetings. And then we would get done it and I would get to a place where I could have some casual conversation or do some networking about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and then would hopefully get to bed by 12:30, 1 o'clock and start it all over again. And by the end of the week, I was really doing everything I could, especially relying on the Lord to keep me from a place of burnout. And I thought how awesome this is that God gives us what we need to keep us from being burnt out. And to me, it was just so powerful that I could feel the presence of the Lord all around me. And I think it's so important that whatever you do, that you do it all to the glory of God and that you do it with other people that have a similar mindset, that are very purposeful. But it tells us in Romans 12, 11 through 17, it tells us from the Message version, it says, don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Be alert, servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Well, I'm going to read more of the verses there, more of that passage, but I want to point out a couple of things. He tells us don't burn out. So right away, God knows that we want to do everything we can for him. And even when we're serving the Lord, we can get burned out. We can get that feeling of overwhelm, or maybe we burn the candle at both ends, and we feel burned out. But God says, keep yourselves fueled and aflame. I want to congratulate those of you that are listening to the recording or that are on the call live with us because you're fueling yourself. And when we fuel ourselves with the word, I mean, to me, that's like premium unleaded fuel. I mean, that's the best fuel you can get. I know that for a while I was driving a Jaguar, and I loved that car. I hated putting gas in it all the time, though. I'll be honest with you. But the one thing that I did notice was when I was fueling it, if I had ever used gas that wasn't premium, it didn't run as smooth. It didn't have that nice purr in it. It didn't go the way that I thought it would go. And then it kind of would get a little bogged down. So one of the things that I always made sure is that I put premium fuel in the tank. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your premium fuel today so that you can keep aflame and excited in your heart. And first and foremost, even though that I'm so glad you're with us on the call today, I want to make sure that you're using the premium fuel of a relationship with the Lord. We need to make sure that we're spending our quiet time with Him, reading the Word, praising and worshiping. And if you're not sure, like, okay, so how do I praise or how do I worship? You can go to Pandora and there's worship music there. You can just type in worship, praise and worship music, and it's absolutely free. You'll have a couple of commercials in there, and that might be a little distracting, but you can upgrade for the paid app if you choose. You can also go to iTunes. You can actually go to YouTube, and you can type into the search bar, praise and worship music. Now, I've got some favorites myself, but you might not have the same music taste that I have. But if you start experimenting, if you start listening to different types, you're going to be able to find what really connects you quickly to the heart of the Lord so that you can worship and you can praise Him. I don't know if you know this or not, but in the Old Testament and in the Bible, before the children of Israel, God's chosen people that He was in covenant with, before they ever went into a battle, do you know who they put in the very front, the front line of the battle? You'd think it'd be the strongest soldiers, right? Well, it was. It was the worshipers. It was the musicians and the priests, because what they did is they worshiped the Lord, and most battles were won that way. There was not even a need to fight, because the worship went out before. So I want to encourage you to make sure you're worshiping. And for me, I'll be honest with you, I love to worship. I love to dance and sing from the bottom of my heart and just pour out as loud as I can to the Lord. So I turn my iPhone up high, or I put on speakers or have it blasting out of my computer, and I just spend that time just pouring myself out as a praise offering to the Lord. And what it does is, you would think, like, well, that would take more energy, right? It doesn't. What it does is it actually fuels me. It gets me more excited, because what happens is I know I am directly connected, my spirit man, to the Father. And it's so, so powerful and incredible. Back to our passage here, Romans 12:11. It says, be alert, servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm expecting something, I get really, really excited. Like the week before I left for the John Maxwell Live event, I was expecting that I was going to meet some of you. I was expecting that I was going to spend time with John. I was expecting that I was going to be able to be fueled by some of the amazing teachers and faculty. I was expectant that we were going to get new news and information. And the more I was thinking about the expectations I was putting forth and believing for, the more excitement came, the more energy came. It helped me push through and meet some pretty taxing deadlines, and it gave me the energy that I needed. To continue on with the verse, it says, don't quit in hard times, pray all the harder. Some of us feel burned out because, you know what? We've been going through some stuff, and we've been going through some stuff for a long time. And if you find yourself in that place, I want you to know that God wants to make it be easier for you. He wants to give you rest. Burnout is actually a state of emotional, physical, social, and spiritual exhaustion. And one of the things that we know is it can lead to diminished health, and we sometimes withdraw, and it can even lead to depression as well as many other things. And what happens is usually burnout comes because we've had an extended period of exertion, or, you know, we've been at a task sometimes where it didn't seem like there was an end in sight. Or maybe we've been carrying too many burdens. And it could be with work, it could be with family, it could be with church, it could be with a number of things, health reasons. But I want you to know that God doesn't want us to have any dis-ease. He wants us to be in a place where we take on His yoke, His burden, which is light. He tells us to cast all our burdens on Him, and He will direct our path. He's going to take care of these burdens for us, and He's going to solve the problem. And sometimes what we do, though, is we get into a place of self-reliance, and we lift ourselves up. And it tells us specifically in the Word to cast our cares upon Him, to surrender it to Him. That's not a suggestion. That is something that the Lord's told us to do. So if you're not doing that, or you give it to Him and you take it back off of the altar, we're really elevating ourselves. It's a form of idolatry, and it's sin. I want to encourage you, if that's you today, I want you to repent. And all we have to do is just say, Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I'm coming to you, and I just want you to know that I've relied on myself too much. I haven't relied on what your word said. I've been disobedient. Please forgive me. And guess what? He's going to do that. And every time you're tempted to move into that place of self-reliance, remember that moment that you've repented, which means you've turned the other way, and don't fall back into that temptation. We need to rely on Jesus. You know, for every one of us, that's going to look different. For some of us, it's going to mean examining our hearts and removing the idols of self-reliance. For others, it might be putting together a plan. It might be staying so connected to God that we can rest in Him. And that means that we consult with Him about everything, absolutely everything. And I do this on a continual basis as I go throughout the day. It tells us in the Word that we're supposed to be praying continually. Does that mean that we don't do anything else but pray? No. How silly would that be? But it means that we're in constant communication with the Lord. Lord, what would you like me to say? What would you like me to do? What would my schedule look like? I even take this as far as, Lord, what would you like me to wear? I know it sounds kind of silly, but I'll look in my closet and ask the Lord, what would you like me to wear today? Because, you know, certain colors create thoughts or emotions in people. Our impressions make an impression on how people receive us. And I want to be a channel, a vessel for the Lord so He can bring things to me, work through me, and that I can be a blessing to other people. So I take it all the way to, what am I going to wear? Who am I going to talk to? How am I going to serve today? Now, I have a very, very scheduled calendar, and I'm very deliberate and intentional about what I do. But still, each and every day, I go before the Lord and ask the Lord, is there something that needs to be adjusted? Is there something that needs to be readjusted? Who do you want me to reach out to today so that I can stay in His perfect plan? And I want to encourage you, according to what it tells us here in Romans, that when we're in hard times, what did He say? He said to pray harder. He said, don't give up. Don't quit. Many times I think that the Lord is working and moving, and when we intercede and we stay in prayer, we're actually touching the heavenlies. And it tells us in the Word that we don't necessarily see, that we stand in faith, which means that it's the evidence of things of unseen. So we're not seeing all the things happening in the spiritual realm, and I think sometimes we quit before that spiritual battle has been won. I want to encourage you not to quit, because if the Lord gave it to you in your thoughts are things that He plans to bring it to fruition. He wants to make that happen, but we need to be faithful. We need to ask, we need to pray, and we need to join our faith with other Christians. And that's what I love about our call, because every Monday we get together and we join our faith together for each other. We stand in the gap, we intercede throughout the week, and we see God move in a mighty way. To me, that is awesome and so, so exciting. It also goes on to say in verse 13, help needy Christians be inventive in hospitality. So we need to help those. We need to lift up our brothers and our sisters. And we need to be inventive or creative in the way that we bring about hospitality. So maybe you decide, you know what, I'm going to call a few girlfriends or a couple of my buddies and have them get in on the call. Let's have that good fuel. Let's keep ourselves aflame. Let's be cheerfully expectant. Let's pray together, and let's be hospitable. In today's day and age, we can be hospitable through so many channels. Of course, I love it when we can hug each other and be face-to-face and be tangibly in skin together. But we have so many other opportunities. We've got teleconferences. We've got social media. We've got the internet. There's so many ways that we can be hospitable to each other. I think it's important when we're looking for ways that we can bounce back from our burnout that we pray. It tells us in Psalm 20, verse 4, that we need to give our desires of our heart, that God wants to give us the desires of our heart, and to make all of our plans succeed. That means we've got to have a plan. We need a God-directed plan, and that He wants all of that to take place. So have you asked yourself, what is your desire? What are you supposed to be doing right now for the Lord? It tells us in Psalm 37:23 that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and that He delights in all of our ways. God's going to delight when you're serving in your purpose. And don't let the enemy distract you or look around to others with jealousy or concern, because you know what? God has your purpose, your plan, and it's designed specifically for you. Unfortunately, sometimes we look around and we see what other people are doing. And we might say, wow, I know I'm at least as talented as they are. Or I'd love to have that opportunity that they have. Ask the Lord what your plan is, what your purpose is. And then pray for the process. You know, it's exciting to be on purpose for God. It's exciting to know that plan, and it's your stepping and working through that plan. But you need to have a process, and you need to make sure that the process is God's process for your life. You know, God isn't a microwave God, okay, but He's a God of faithfulness. And sometimes the process is long, and sometimes it might feel painful. But I want you to know that once you go through the process, you're going to stand more faithfully than you ever have before. God's going to mold you and prepare your heart, and He's going to allow you to live out your passion. And where your passion is, that's where your purpose is. Even start off doing small things. You know, a lot of us want to look and say, okay, I want to speak to stadiums, or I want to reach thousands of people with my product or what I do. But I want you to know that God wants that for you, but it may be that he tells us that when we're faithful with the small things that He's going to give us more, because He knows He can trust us to be good stewards of what He's given us. So maybe He's asking you to wash the toilets, wash the windows, be the greeter before He promotes you to the place that He has for you. Because He's growing you, He's molding you, He's shaping you, He's preparing you. One of the things that I see, I work with a lot of direct sellers, and one of the things that I see, especially with newer companies, is people get all excited when there's a new company. They want to be on the ground floor. And they start just recruiting everyone, and there's many, many accidental leaders. Overnight, one of my clients actually recruited 680-some consultants on her team. Not all personally, but she had 680 consultants added in one evening. Do you think she was prepared to lead a team that size overnight? Absolutely not. If she found herself in a place where her faith had to really be tested, she had to grow very quickly. So I want to encourage you, if you find yourself in that place where you feel like I've waited for a long time, why am I still in process? remember, it's God's journey. It's God's plan. It's his purpose that he's fulfilling and working out in you. And he promises to complete the work he's started in you. So don't get discouraged. Philippians 2:13 says that God's working in us and that he's going to bring about his will. And we need to act according to that to fulfill God's purpose in our life. God tells us in Proverbs 3:5 to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Don't lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our path. So as you're looking, you might be a person that says, you know, I'm still in burnout, and I don't even know what my purpose is. I am such in a place that I don't even know what I need to do. I want you to ask yourself, what really stirs you up? What would you do without having to get any money in return? Those things are going to be your passion. What excites you every day? When we know why we're here, when we know why we exist, it makes our lives joyful. I want you to think about even when Paul and Silas were in the prison, what did they do? I'm sure they were thinking, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what God told me I was going to be doing or what I thought I was going to be doing. This doesn't feel like my purpose to be thrown in jail. But what did they do? They decided, even though other people were moaning and groaning, complaining, and I can't even imagine what it would have been like, they decided to praise and to sing before the Lord and to honor and to worship him. I'm sure they were feeling, you know what, I've been beat. I'm in prison. I'm feeling a little burnout. But they decided to praise and worship. They decided to move forward with the plan. They stayed connected to what their purpose was. They decided they were not going to lose their passion or excitement for the Lord, and they were going to believe that the prison doors would be opened. So they started to praise. They started to worship. They started to sing. They started whispering and talking, and then it got louder and louder. And you know what happened? The prison doors were opened. If you feel like you've been imprisoned in burnout, overwhelm, too much on your plate, uncertainty, I want to encourage you that God knows that. God sees that, and he wants to break you out of those prison doors, but he needs you to do it because he tells us that he's going to bless us according to how our soul prospers. Our mind, our will, and our emotions is how our body will be blessed. So I want to encourage you, when you find yourself in that place where you feel like you've been imprisoned with burnout, that you stand, that you praise, that you stay connected with your plan, and you stay on purpose. The Lord promises us that he'll give us rest. He promises us that he's given us an expected end, a hope and a future, according to Jeremiah 29:11. And he didn't say just for a few people. He said for everyone. Proverbs 19:21 says that many are the plans and that God has for us, and all things work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That's the purpose that he has for your life. If you're feeling like you've been in that place, or you've compared yourself to others, I just want you to know that right now in Jesus' name, I'm rebuking the spirits of jealousy. That's not what God has for you. God has something special for you. It could be greater than that, but if you're focusing and keeping your eyes on that, God is not able to work in your life the way that he would like to. I do know that according to Romans 5:17, that God gives us the power to reign in this life. I want you to release the things that don't take us to our purpose. Don't waste your time in going in the wrong direction. That's not going to serve you. I want you to also know that God wants you to cast your burdens on him according to Psalm 55:22. He says, cast your burdens on the Lord and he'll sustain you. He'll never permit the righteous to be moved. I want you to let go of everything mentally and emotionally that's been weighing heavily upon you. Give your burden to the Lord. He's going to give you the kind of rest that allows you to access your healing and the restoration of your spirit, your soul, and your body. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for our time together. Lord, I praise you for Bonnie and Rebecca's businesses just going so well. It's so awesome. And for Avery Lynn as a precious new baby and a granddaughter for Carol. We just thank you, Lord, for her and her life. And we just pray a blessing upon her that she'll serve you all the days of her life. We pray for her parents, her grandparents, and those that will be nurturing and help bring her to grow, that they will be faithful to cultivate her as a Christian, Lord, and cultivate the spiritual gifts in her life. Lord, we just praise you for that amazing event, as Desi mentioned, that life-changing conference with John Maxwell and the John Maxwell team. I pray a blessing and favor on each person that was there in attendance and those that were unable to attend, Lord. I pray favor upon them and that your mercies will go out before them. And Father God, we just thank you for Connie, that she got that severance pay. Praise you for that, Lord. And that we just ask that you would be with her as she takes these next steps in her journey. Lord, I pray that you will be with Bonnie as she goes for her appointment to the cardiologist tomorrow. I pray that you'll just bless her, that she'll be able to minister to other people while she's there, and that she will have confirmation of complete healing and restoration, and everything's in a great, great place, top working order inside of her circulatory system, Lord. I pray for Rebecca as she's going to be delivering Kaveh, Lord, that you would just bless her with an easy birth, that it will be a time that she'll look back and will be know that you are so close and so present to her, that it will be such an extraordinary experience, and that it will be a healthy experience for both of them. Lord, I pray for more direction for Desi, and I pray for the new position and direction, that Connie will be more deliberate and more intentional as she moves forward. Lord, I just pray also that you would be with Jeannie. She's got the Attorney General coming tomorrow. We ask for favor to go out before her and for prayer for Terry. We are believing for her complete healing from cancer. And Tim needs clarity for his career and financial blessings. Lord, you know all of the things on our hearts. So we just come before you. We lift them before you. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, that you know everything that's on our hearts. And Lord, I pray that as each person has been ministered to today, Lord, that you would keep them from burnout, that we would cast all of our cares upon you, and that we would not pick them up, that we would receive your rest and know that your yoke is light, that our plans would be on purpose, that they would release us from the prisons of burnout and overwhelm, Lord, and that we would be able to serve you to a greater capacity. Lord, I ask that a new anointing, a fresh anointing be poured out upon each listener this morning, that we can go and build your kingdom, that we can be those harvesters that are saying, you know what, that we see the harvest is there. We're the workers, and we're here to bring in the harvest for you as we minister in the marketplace. Lord, we thank you and praise you for everything that you've done. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning with all of us. Feel free to join us. We're here every single Monday morning. Set an alarm. Just put it in your phone. It's 8:25 a.m. Central for prayer requests and praise reports. Those aren't recorded. We start the recording about 8:30 and start with our Bible study and prayer time. If you need prayer in the meantime, don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can find me at The Christian Direct Seller on Facebook. Take care, everybody. God bless you, and know that I'll be lifting you up in prayer this week. Bye now.